A sale can mean an exchange of property for a specific amount of money. When something is for sale, the seller will transfer it to you if you pay the price. In many cultures, the price is determined by negotiation and a process technically known as haggling. In America, the price is generally determined by the retailer, who buys things wholesale and then marks them up to a retail price. For clothing and most of the things that Americans buy at places like the Mall of Minnesota, the markup is about 40%. The difference between wholesale and retail price is called gross, which is shorthand for gross margin, the money that covers the costs of being a business. More often these days in America, a sale means an occasion when an item is offered at a reduced price. We say not just that the item is for sale, but also that it is on sale. These two types of sale are integrally related, because discount sales often increase the count of people in a store, and retailers often arrange the sale racks so that a person passes the maximum amount of premium full-price merchandise on the way to the sale. A sale, then, is a matter of both economics and retail geography, but it's also a matter of psychology. Americans are attracted to saving money, not because they literally like to save it, but because they like to spend it somewhere else, and a sale lets them think they are stretching their dollars. Indeed, a sale is one of the primary rationalizations for consumption in the United States. In the "I bought it on sale" defense of shopping, people like Dr. America implicitly compare the cost of their purchases not just with their friends or neighbors, but with those people who presumably paid full price. They must be materialistic, we think to ourselves. But since I spent less, I must be thrifty and wise. Such a mentality helps to explain both American materialism and the sales that propagate in perpetuity in American stores. The back-to-school sale is only one of many sales at the shopping center. Often a sale is a commemoration. Most national holidays are accompanied by sales, as if commercial activity were somehow essential to the patriotic commemoration of history. We have sales for Memorial Day and 4th of July and Labor Day and Thanksgiving and President's Day. We even have religious commemorations of Christmas and Easter at the mall, where we ritually celebrate events like the Incarnation and Resurrection with the sacrament of consumption. The standard sale, though, occurs at the end of a shopping season, when a retailer drops prices to dispose of goods that are now literally out of season. In this sort of sale, a merchant invents a sale price in order to clear out the inventory that is inevitably obsolescing. The back-to-school sale is still different, a sale offered in advance of its season, a ritual preparation for the rigors of learning. But the back-to-school sale is an education in itself. It obviously suggests that you need to be prepared for education, and it offers discount prices on school supplies. But the emphasis on clothes and accessories for the new year also teaches us important cultural lessons. The way the school year is clothed in clothing suggests the importance of fashion and fashionability, and it reinforces an important part of the hidden curriculum of American education, which is that you are what you wear and that it's essential to keep up appearances. Because Americans love sales, because they often act in ways that Dr. America considers salacious, retailers often mark goods up and then mark them down immediately. Such a sale is essentially a negotiation over the psychology of the markup, and the sale price offers the comfort of the illusion that we are saving money. Likewise, we often like to speak of items we buy on sale as a bargain. But in America's fixed-price commercial culture, of course, we don't actually bargain for most bargains. Instead, we accept the social fiction of the sale, which asks us to pay more attention to the markdown than to the markup. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, giving people, as always, more than they bargain for.